This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the 11th of September of the year 2023. The first patient is Stephen Honimar, last name H-O-N-I-M-A-R, M-A-R, H-O-N-I-M, like in Mike, A like in Alpha, R like in Roger, Stephen, S-T-V-E-N. Number one. This patient has been referred to his practice because of evidence of a CKD stage 3A and also a arterial hypertension. Regarding the kidney function, this patient has been with a serum creatinine that has been oscillated between 1.3 and 1.5. In the latest determinations, the serum creatinine that was done on August the 31st1.4, the estimated EFR is 50 mL per minute, and the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The potassium is 4.6. Calcium is 9.3, CO2 is 23. Period, the protein creatinine ratio. It's normal. And the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 2, which is normal. Urinalysis is clean, no activity in the urinary sediment. Number 2, arterial hypertension. I had the opportunity to review the blood pressure log, and it has shown blood pressure, the highest systolic is in the 140s, but most of the time he's in the 130s, and the diastolic has been between 84 and 82. He says that when the diastolic goes low, in the 60s, he develops dizziness. Period. He doesn't have a history of coronary artery disease. He had a history of a TIA in the past. I think that taking into consideration that he is 70 years old and that he has risk factors like hypertension, hyperlipidemia, it's time for us to have a cardiovascular evaluation. For that reason, we are going to refer it to cardiology, Dr. Torres. Number 2, arterial hypertension, as mentioned before. Today's blood pressure is 152 over 76. The blood pressure is as mentioned above, most of the time between 130, 140. Period. This patient is not on diuretics. We are going to wait for the cardio evaluation in order to consider the administration of a diuretic. Number three, the patient has a nocturia times 3. The latest PSA that I have was in January, was 1.2. January of 2022, it was 1.2. We are going to order a new one for the next appointment. Yes, the following number, the patient had a hydrocephalectomy a few years ago. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. He was started on allopurinol. The uric acid is 7.8. Period. We are going to refer to bring the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, in 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.